This next poem is called Pressing Business. I used to be a garden designer, landscaper, and we still garden quite a bit, the three of us. And this poem comes from an early, when we first moved into our house, we went around and took all the blossoms that we had and tried to press them. And we went around looking for all the weight we could find to put on top of these things to make them flat. And so I started thinking about that, and this poem came out. It's called Pressing Business. Trees leaf out, roses and lilacs sequin with buds. Smooth, tense skins tighten like a promise. We'll break them down. We'll press them, force them flat for a record. Press them within the pages of an unabridged dictionary, the RHS Encyclopedia of Gardening. Let them feel the weight of the language we have heaped upon them. The weight is heavy indeed. Philosophy, the Bible, a dictionary, a rookwood pot. Terracotta, urn-shaped, paperback stuffed inside. The weight of more learning and cultural import to crush the color of a tulip flat. A tulip that had come a long time down to this. Pushed in a towel in a dictionary under a pot. This blossom of Dutch monarchs. This Mercedes of mercantilism. This blossom to kill a king for. This delicate gem of no facets. We write the tags, take their names and learn them, speak them in our home, teach their curves to our tongue and teeth, feel language work even here, simply by its accumulated weight. In this way, syllables blossom, the names lose their context of weeds, keep the color slipped from the sun.